This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Security Council will hold emergency talks on Tuesday behind closed doors on the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh, where fierce fighting has raged since the weekend. The clashes come in the middle of the annual UN General Assembly and raise fears of a war between ex-Soviet republics, Azerbaijan and Armenia. Armenia and Azerbaijan have been locked in a territorial dispute over the ethnic Armenian region of Nagorno-Karabakh for decades, with deadly fighting flaring up earlier this year and also in 2016. Increasingly deadly fighting ranged Monday between Azerbaijani and Armenian forces, sparking bellicose rhetoric from Turkey despite international pleas for a halt in fighting between the longtime enemies. Russia has a military alliance with Armenia, while Turkey backs Azerbaijan. At least 95 people have been killed in the most recent fighting, including 11 civilians, according to the latest available tallies. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet Tuesday with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya during his visit to Lithuania, where she has taken exile. The meeting is seen as a major show of support for the activist. Tsikhanouskaya fled to Vilnius after claiming victory in a disputed election. She told reporters on Monday she had requested the meeting and called on Macron to help mediate in the crisis. Macron confirmed he would meet Tsikhanouskaya on Tuesday morning during his three-day visit to Lithuania and to Latvia. He called for the Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe to handle mediation on Belarus and vowed that Paris, in his words, will do everything it can to ensure this mediation comes into being. This is VOA News. The first of a group of three tankers carrying Iranian fuel for gasoline-starved Venezuela entered Venezuelan waters on Monday in the most recent sign of the country's expanding trade. The two OPEC members have increased cooperation this year by exchanging crude oil, fuel, food, equipment for refineries, and other industrial goods. The Iran-flagged tanker Forest, transporting some 270,000 barrels of fuel loaded in the Middle East, entered Venezuela's exclusive economic zone on Monday morning. Two Iranian tankers, the Faxon and the Fortune, are following the same route, crossing the Atlantic Ocean with estimated arrival dates in early October. Although both Iran and Venezuela are under tough U.S. sanctions, Washington has not moved to intercept the vessels. In July, the United States seized a group of Iranian cargoes aboard privately owned vessels bound for Venezuela through a civil forfeiture case. The cargoes are expected to be auctioned off soon, with the proceeds going to the Fund for U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday announced the distribution of 150 million rapid coronavirus tests that are able to deliver a result in 15 minutes. The president said 50 million tests will go to what he called the most vulnerable communities, such as nursing homes and assisted living facilities. He said the other 100 million tests will go to states and territories to assist them in opening their economies. Each test kit cost the government only $5. Medical experts have long championed this kind of low-cost testing, called point-of-care antigen tests, to allow people to test themselves frequently for infection, but the tests are more likely to return false negative results than other tests that require a week or so to obtain results. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said on Monday that Facebook could not stop him from promoting the objectives of his government. His remarks follow Facebook's move on September 22nd to dismantle a network of fake accounts that originated in China and the Philippines, including some that criticized the Communist Party of the Philippines and its armed wing, the New People's Army, or NPA. Facebook linked some of the fake accounts in the Philippines to the military and the police. Although they denied being the account holders, Facebook said the fake accounts were dismantled because they had engaged in, quote, coordinated, inauthentic behavior. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.